Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get Your Ass Up and Move Fitness and Nutrition Podcast. I am your host, Peter Gay Barrett with Barrett Fitness Enterprises. And on this podcast, I would like to take about 20 minutes of your time once per week so we can discuss fitness, nutrition, overall health, and overall well-being. Please follow me on Facebook at Barrett Fitness Enterprises, on Instagram at Barrett Fitness Enterprises, and check out my website, barrett.fitness. This is Get Your Ass Up and Move Fitness and Nutrition Podcast. For the past several months, I have been hosting a fitness challenge on Facebook and on Instagram. For the month of January, our challenge was core exercises. The challenge was to complete at least 100 core exercises each day for the month of January. Objective of core training is to uniformly strengthen the deep and the superficial muscles that stabilizes, align, and move the trunk of the body, especially the abdomen and the muscles of the lower back. Some therapists and trainers use core exercises to help people with low back problems. Core exercises help athletes to improve sports performance, and core exercise helps with flattening that tummy. The core musculature has been divided into three systems: the local stabilization system, global stabilization system, and the movement system. The local core stabilizers are muscles that attach directly to the vertebrae. The primary muscles that make up the local stabilization system includes the abdominis, the internal oblique, the pelvic floor, and the diaphragm. The muscles of the global stabilization system attach from the pelvis to the spine. The primary muscles that make up the global stabilization system includes the quadratus lumborus, the external oblique, portions of the internal oblique, the rectus abdominis, the gluteus medius, and the adductors. The movement system includes muscles that attach the spine and or pelvis to the extremities. The primary muscles that make up the movement system includes the latissimus dorsi, the hip flexors, the hamstring complex, and the quadriceps. There are three steps that you should consider before starting any core routine. First, you want to stabilize your core. Secondly, you want to strengthen your core. And then lastly, you want to give power to your core. Core stabilization exercises involve little movement through the spine and pelvis. Examples of these exercises are bridges, planks, and cobra. While the core strength exercises involve a more dynamic movement of the spine through a full range of motion. Examples of core strength exercises are ball crunches, reverse crunches, and back extensions. And lastly, core power exercises are designed to improve the rate of force production of core muscles. These exercises are geared towards athletes, mainly towards athletes. Examples of these exercises are rotation chest pass, medicine ball pullover, and the soccer throw. One main thing to remember: the core muscles help to protect the spine from harmful forces that occur during functional activities. Core training programs should be designed to increase stability, to increase strength, to increase power and muscle endurance. Remember, start your core exercises with your stabilization exercises, such as planks. then work your way up to strength exercises such as back extensions and crunches. And we can leave the power portion of it to the athletes. Remember, core strength and stability is the foundation of all bodily movement. A strong and stable core can help to protect the elderly from slip and fall. A strong and stable core can mean a flat, sexy tummy for my ladies. A strong and stable core means a six-pack for my gentlemen and my ladies. A strong and stable core means the power that is needed by all athletes. Now get your ass up and move. Do some planks. Do some crunches. Do some sit-ups. Do some cobras. Get your ass up and move. Till next time, this is your host, Petergate Barrett, with Barrett Fitness Enterprises, and this is Get Your Ass Up and Move Fitness and Nutrition Podcast. See you next time.